This week, it's the season finale of Meet and Three. We're following up our episode about youth with a look at age and how aging affects life on farms and in kitchens.
At the most basic level, we need people to grow food for a growing global population.
The question of planning for retirement or old age as a cook, it's almost one that doesn't exist bizarrely until it's too late.
We also have a story about a food that might be older than you think.
A recent archaeological finding might have CrossFitters everywhere reevaluating their diets.
Plus, a story about one of Atlanta's most historic and risque landmarks.
There are dancers that have been there 20 and 30 years.
Don't miss our season finale of Meet and Three, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to A Hungry Society. I'm Korsha Wilson, and this is a show where we talk about food, food media, and so much more. Today is a very special mini episode of A Hungry Society that I recorded in Charleston, South Carolina, with Martha Lou Gadsden, owner of Martha Lou's Cafe in North Charleston. If you haven't been to Martha Lou's, it's a tiny restaurant in what used to be a service station, and it feels like you're walking into an old Southern woman's restaurant, like, slash home. The walls are covered with pictures of Martha Lou's family, friends, and Martin Luther King and Barack Obama, which made me feel like I was in my grandmother's house. Miss Gadsden and I sat at a table in that dining room, and we talked about her time working in restaurants around Charleston in the 60s and 70s, and what it was like to open Martha Lou's Cafe in 1983. Miss Gadsden is a living legend. She's a huge legend in Charleston. And she's still in her restaurant every day at 88 years old, serving plates of fried chicken, chitlins, pork chops, turkey wings, and more using her special recipes. If you haven't been, you absolutely have to go. So thank you so much to Martha for taking the time to share her story with me. And I really hope you enjoy this special mini episode of A Hungry Society.
Hi, Martha. Can you say your name for me?
My name is Martha Lou Gadsden.
And this is Martha Lou's Kitchen?
And this is Martha Lou's Kitchen.
So can you tell me how Martha Lou's Kitchen started?
Oh, well, I've always worked in restaurants. And I started off as a busker. And after that, I went to a waitress in the Latin House, our first black restaurant in Charleston. I worked there when they opened in 63. And then I worked for D-Deck Snack Bar. And then from there, I went back to the Latin House in the late 70s. And I worked there for a while. And then I worked in the 80s for Jesse Jr. Snack Bar as a server. And then I decided in the 80s to do something for myself. So I would open in 83. And I've been here ever since.
And I read that when you opened, you weren't making fried chicken. You were selling, like,
no,
hot dogs.
When I first, the first day I opened, that's all I sold. Yeah. Yep. Business start coming because a lot of people, they start recognizing me, you know, being over here.
So you said you worked in the first black restaurant in Charleston in 63.
Yeah, that was the first. The Latson House.
Latson House?
On President Street.
What was that like? Like, were you in the front?
No, I was waitress.
You were waitress, okay. And so you've just always loved restaurants.
Well, I did a little housework too, but not so much, you know, making $5 a day.
So were you scared to open up your own business?
No, I felt that I had been being mistreated, and I was well known. And I said, well, I'll try this. And the man who owned the building, he let me come in. I had the building since August of 82.
Oh, wow.
But I wasn't able to get in here from March. And that's when I opened in 83. Mm-hmm. But it was slow for a while. Then I started having TV people, and Andrew Zimmerman of Travel Channel, mm-hmm. He was here. He gave me my first big break, and he's coming back next week.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And Sean Brock is bringing him, this guy down here.
Mm-hmm. So whenever I talk to local people, mm-hmm. they always say Martha Luke's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like if they grew up here, uh-huh, they know uh-huh. this restaurant.
Well, they didn't actually, when I came in here, this was a little service station. And they had already closed it. And so he had it for rent. Well, it was a little snack bar too, because the hood was up, but I had to get another hood from the health department.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. But then we fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know. 35 years, it's still standing.
So do you have a favorite dish on the menu, like something that you eat all the time?
I guess it used to be chicken, but I don't have much of an appetite anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken used to be, but I don't have much of an appetite. Whatever I could eat now. But I used to eat my chicken every day. Mm-hmm.
You used to eat it every day?
Mm-hmm. Chicken, I had to have a piece of chicken. And since I've gotten older, I don't go and eat too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of women now are opening up their own, you know, their own restaurants too.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give them?
Just wait on your time. That's all I can say, because it'll be overnight. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be overnight. It's going to be a time-consuming thing. I've been in here and I sat in here and maybe have 2 or 3 customers, but once you get established, then you start. You see, most of my people are from out of town. Most of my people are from out of town. Very seldom I get local.
Did that change? Like, was it at first it was local people and now it's people from out of town now?
Well, that's what my business, because I get a lot of publicity on Facebook, TV,
mm-hmm.
and and Anthony Bourdain,
mm-hmm.
who just died,
mm-hmm.
he was here too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put that on there.
Yeah.
And just like I say, Andrew Zimmerman,
mm-hmm.
don't forget him. And they were, you know, kind of inspired people to come in, mm-hmm. you know, his names.
Do you like getting that recognition or that attention?
I've gotten something people who've been here all their lives haven't gotten.
Mm-hmm.
But Charleston has really grown since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Because this used to be a car strip, automobile strip.
Mm-hmm.
Car dealers, everybody moved out.
Yeah, I feel like you've been here and kind of watched the city
mm-hmm.
change.
Mm-hmm.
How has it changed?
Well, it has changed tremendously. There's no traffic. More buildings going up. More restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every block you go on now, a restaurant on this corner.
Do you think that's a good thing, or do you wish there was less?
No, it doesn't bother me. because mm-hmm. we don't sell the same kind of food.
Right. They're not Martha Lou.
Uh-uh. Tell me you go down there, this restaurant right there, mm-hmm. you pay $15 for a hamburger. Mm. So I can't sell that now because I don't have no space for the grill.
Right.
And I used to sell, but I don't have the space no more.
What does a like normal day look like for you? When do you get into here?
Like, since you've been here, and it's not really crowded, mm-hmm. but most of the time, they come in, and but it's slow right now. Mm-hmm. It's very slow. But I just wait on them.
Yeah, you, I've been watching you take care of everybody that comes mm-hmm. in here.
I try to.
Is that what you like the most about it?
Well, just like I say, I work in restaurants, so I kind of know how people is supposed to be done and be treated, you know. I try not to overlook nobody. I try to treat all the same.
And that's the other thing. I feel like I've seen all kinds of people come in here.
Yes, ma'am.
Young, old,
that's
black,
right.
white.
That's right. I'm glad they're mostly white. It's mostly about it. When you see, it's surprising to us sometimes to see a good bit of black people in here. Because, I mean, they don't come.
So, have people like ever asked you to open another one? Or?
Well, my granddaughter opened one about a year now since she's been married. I don't know how she's doing out there. But they say she's doing pretty good. See, she wanted to use my name. Mm-hmm. So it's Martha Lou's number two.
Number two.
But I don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah. Is there going to be a number three? A number four?
No, ma'am. Not at my age. Catching hell with this one.
Well, people love it, and it's such an important part of the neighborhood. So I ask all my guests this, but if you could have a meal with anybody in the world there, who would you have at your meal?
Obama. He was here, but I didn't get... He was right down the street, but I didn't get to see him. They didn't bring him here, so...
I was
going to
ask if Obama, because he's up mm-hmm. in the corner here, mm-hmm. he's on the wall there, he's on the back wall too, him and Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Obama. Trump trying to kill him, but he ain't going nowhere.
I think he's jealous of him. Mm-hmm. I think he's jealous of him.
He's been jealous of him. Mm-hmm. That's why he put that lie out. He wasn't born in America.
Yep.
He been jealous of him. Then Obama tried to show him the ropes before he got out, mm-hmm. and he turned right around and tried to get rid of the Obama man. Mm-hmm. He don't want. He had the biggest inauguration, and he had this, and he had nothing. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it, I don't see how. They let him, anybody else get fired mm-hmm. or quit. Mm-hmm. But him.
But him, yep. Hopefully not much longer. Hopefully he gets impeached. So who else would you have at the table? So we have Obama. Is it just you and Obama having dinner, or is someone else there?
Oh gosh, put the singer name, John Legend.
Oh, John Legend, yeah.
He was here.
Okay.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. Sat right back. He and his entourage. they had a function down here. And somebody must have told him, about it.
And you were here that day?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was he nice?
Oh, he did. Complimentary.
What's the biggest compliment that people give you?
Well, they could, excuse me a minute. Names on the local people, I mean, the people from celebrities.
John Baker.
Yeah?
Yeah, this girl came from MUSC. She took her, oh, she sat there and she was sitting there. We had Ruth in there. And we sat back there with those people. Like, and that means she just been clicking. She got out of that. That was the first time they went to. Wow. I ain't even that tall, but he's yeah. That's the first time I ever see a man have his face that matches legs.
Matches legs?
Yes, it was smooth as legs.
Oh, okay.
He had a complexion. Every minute at 2:15 in April. Matter of fact, it was tax day. He was a little, and he took every night. It's no problem. He took a lot of pictures. He did a lot of pictures. We don't have them. And we had Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson was here. He came 2 days in a row.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And Jack has tickets. We just really impressed with the tickets. And we had she was here with her family. Oprah, Ellen, and then Rachel Rick, Sanitine, down to Sacramento.
Okay, but they didn't come in.
No, they said it
was two people. Yeah. But
John was here, Raphael was here, Rachel was here.
You know the lady used to wear the pink glasses?
Yeah.
She had her shoe.
I remember her, yeah.
Barack passed by, I missed her. I had a piece of chicken bread in my hand. He came down, he was going down to the church. That's when those people got killed.
That's I was looking at the paper. That's the memorial of something.
Yeah,
month.
They're doing something down there now.
And they made for the oldest lady, you got the pictures in the back of them. The oldest lady, see, they're making an car. The majority of people all have cars. I know they were all sad, but they're all the something. Even the son got killed. He just ain't going to go with his mom.
How long have you worked here?
35 years.
35 years? Wow.
That's my daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's one of them.
I saw the family pictures over here.
All together?
Yeah. Oh, please.
Y'all enjoyed everything?
Yes.
That was great, thank you.
All right,
amazing,
all right,
thank you.
All right.
And those are the grandchildren and children on the wall?
Mm-hmm. Those two young ladies together, they're twins. They're up to the top. That young man there in the suit, that's one of my daughter's sons. She don't have but that one child. Those are my great-grands up on top.
Oh, wow.
That's a grandmother right up there. She's off the lake.
And the picture of the outside. Mm-hmm. With you. Who did the painting outside?
Child. He died.
Oh, no.
A couple of years. About 2 years now. And he did the drawing on the wall for me, too.
Yeah, these are beautiful.
Yeah, I couldn't put no pictures up, so I had to put something on my wall. And they've been out there over 20 years. Over 30 years. So I don't have to wash them down or nothing.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yes. Straw on the table.
Oh, there we go.
Right out, right there.
Oh, it's not behind that picture. All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, my last question for you. What do you want? This is a big question. But what do you want the next, like, 35 years of Marco Luke's Kitchen to
be? It ain't going to be no 35. It won't be no 35. If we come up 18, it'll be good.
Mm-mm. So you're okay with it just being what it is?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. See, I'm getting older. Yeah. Next 37 years, I ain't gonna be.
It's interesting because people like, I feel like with restaurants, people want the restaurant to be this thing. And I think what you're saying is that Marco Luke's Kitchen is Marco Luke, and that's okay. Like, that's, it's fine for it not to be like a big thing. It's you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is it
Yeah, but I just said She had the same thing.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please, join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.